Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If you've Googled the size of chocolates in different advent calendars, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
And producer Paul is also here.
Hi.
Hello. These fun size podcasts bring you stories from around the world of dieting and food, and we hear from a listener about their slimming angel and slimming devil. We will get a voice note from Emma later on, but let's get our first story.
Okay, once again, we are here to fix a relationship.
Okay, great.
Okay, so here we go. A wife is on a diet and she's aiming to lose 3 stone. Pretty standard.
Standard.
A lot of us can relate to this.
Heard it before.
Yep, she is inconsistent with her diet, going on a plan and off.
Not heard that
also
before.
Also can relate to that one.
Okay.
So when the husband comes home one night, the wife is eating ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And he jokes that he didn't know that ice cream was part of her diet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine.
J for joke.
Yep. She didn't find it funny because she walked out of the room.
Oh, no.
And refused to sit with him for the rest of the evening.
Nice.
Was he in the wrong?
Very interesting. Before we answer this today, Victoria, let's turn to producer Paul.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in this relationship segment of fun size, he does like to sit back and really test the room before giving us his opinion.
Yeah. And I feel like this is something that I think producer Paul would do as well.
100%.
Well, when you're a natural entertainer like I am and, you know, you've been making people laugh all day long, both on the radio and in the office.
Sure.
Then sometimes you come home and it's like,
it's just
the quips are still coming.
Yeah.
I'm sure this guy is a really entertaining, funny guy as well, and she appreciates that.
Mm. I don't think she does, though. That's why she walked out.
Yeah, well, sometimes they're not all winners, guys, all the lines, and maybe occasionally...
Read the room.
You say one that doesn't go down as well. It's never happened to me, obviously.
Of course.
Because I'm, as well as being hilariously funny, I'm incredibly sensitive too.
What? Okay. Right.
Here's something that happens in my house a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When it suits my boyfriend, he can be very, I thought you were on a diet.
Yeah.
What are you having that for? I thought you were on a diet. And then other times when he's in a different mood, he's very, do you want one of these chocolates? And I go, no, I'm on a diet.
Mm.
So he really does both.
Yeah.
He can be very, come on, share this with me, share these. And then another time, what are you having that for?
Yeah.
So really, it's him that's swinging here, all wildly,
well,
all over the place.
My boyfriend just wouldn't even dare say anything because I would 100% turn it around and say, what are you trying to say, that I need to be on a diet? Are you trying to say I need to lose a bit of weight?
Yeah, 100%
I'd turn it around and make it. That's what he was getting at. So
lovely.
He just wouldn't. He'd just let me. If I wanted to sit and eat a tub of ice cream, he would just let me.
If we're out and about and it's sunny and Matt wants an ice cream, he will go, come on, it's the weekend. However, if there was one Magnum left in the freezer, there would be the you're on a diet after that.
Yeah.
So I just feel like there's a lot of different rules for different situations.
Yeah, I think it depends on the day, really.
It really does, and that's tricky for the other person in this scenario.
It's a tough one on this one. I don't think he was in the wrong here.
What we don't know is how many times he's done this.
Okay.
Whether he'd been an arsehole all day and this was the thing that tipped her over the edge.
Or that had she been like looking after the kids all day.
Yes.
Very stressful day. Yes. He's just had a day at work, which is a lot less stressful.
Thank you.
Comes in.
Yeah.
She's, you know, self-medicating with some ice cream, which we've all done.
Thank you, Victoria.
And then he's just off he pops.
Victoria, you just said you don't think he's in the wrong.
Yeah.
And yet you've said if your boyfriend had said this to you, you'd rip his head off.
I don't think I used those words exactly. I just said I would turn it around and manipulate the situation because that's what I'm really good at.
Sure.
And I would use that to my strength.
I feel like I don't want to say he's not in the wrong because we don't know the backstory. And you've got to read a room if you're coming out with gags like this.
But I think this is obviously part of who he is.
Yeah, arsehole.
And she, and she obviously married him for a reason. Was it his humour?
Obviously not. Who knows? She might have used this. You see, we also don't know her reasoning behind this because she could have used this to nip upstairs and watch Made in Chelsea.
Mm.
Like, I'm not talking to you all night, old moody.
Yeah, because she actually wanted the evening to herself.
Yeah, thank God I've got rid of him.
I didn't think about that.
There's many ways to look at this.
Oh, beautiful.
Let's go round the room. Who was in the wrong? Victoria.
Yeah, I think she was probably in the wrong on this one.
Paul.
She was in the wrong, yeah, and Victoria was in the wrong, how she treated her boyfriend.
Paul's always going to say this, because he would always agree with a man.
Of course.
Joe?
And I am saying I need more of the backstory.
Okay.
Remember, you can now get 3 episodes of this podcast per week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon as well. For just £3 a month, you can get access to our whole library of extra portions. You can get your weight loss certificates, free stickers, and be in the draw for £100 every month. Just go to patreon.com/secretslimpod, or you can search for the Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Right, let's get our next story.
Right, I'm sorry to go there. I'm going to lower the tone ever so slightly.
Okay,
but
go
it's
there.
It's all for science. It's all good. So, can your poo help you lose weight?
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
Sorry. All right, let me explain.
Victoria.
Okay, so it's believed that the bacteria in the gut of overweight people and the bacteria in the gut of lean people is different. And
so the natural stuff
that's
inside your body...
Yep.
Could be working against you.
Yep.
That's all I can hear right now.
It's definitely not the crisps.
Okay.
And adding some of the bacteria from thin people might help slimmers.
Okay.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah.
Where does poo come into it?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
If I want to ask the question.
A study put a group of volunteers on a diet, and once they had lost weight, they took some of their poo and froze it.
Worst job in the world, by the
way. Oh,
what is this?
I'm sorry. Once a month for the next year, they gave those volunteers a capsule or a Crapsule.
Oh,
sorry.
It's the whole reason you did this story, so you can say crapsule.
It really is. Guys, come on, it's all science. Of their frozen poo to add to the bacteria of their healthy gut back into their system. Okay, I know, so I know.
But they're actually eating.
Well, it's a cat. You're swallowing it. You're not eating it. Straight down.
Just don't get them mixed up, right? So, I don't want yours.
Okay, so you've got your healthy bacteria coming in through a crapsule. Crapsule.
Yep.
That stays in your body, and then what happens?
It does all what it needs to do.
You can eat pizza and you're fine.
I'm not really sure that's what it's saying.
Okay.
So other volunteers were given a placebo.
Yes.
So some were given the crapsule, some a placebo. Okay. So those on the placebo
quick question.
Jesus, what?
What did they put as the placebo to make it look like shit in the capsule?
I don't think they looked like shit, did they? They were probably just coated like you would get a parasite.
What, do you think it put like pink food colouring on it to make it look prettier?
It could do. Bit of sparkle on there.
I'm trying
to think.
It's not
going to look like a bit of poo because nobody would swallow that, would they?
What about a bit of Scanbran from back in the day?
I mean, that's essentially the same thing, isn't it? Anyway, guys, let me get back to my story.
Sorry.
Okay. So those who were on the placebo put the weight back on, right? But those on the crapsules maintained their weight loss and lost even more.
Jesus.
Interesting.
But question, you have to get healthy first, or can you use someone a healthy friend?
God.
Yeah, but that's a good question. But
no, following me to the loo, Joe.
Yeah, can I? No, you're not my healthy friend. I was thinking more of Victoria Beckham. She's not a friend.
I was going to say me. I'm like, no, God.
But can you use someone else's,
Joe,
or does it have to be own?
Well,
because we want to. I want help getting there.
Yeah.
I want help getting there.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Or do you have to get healthy and to then maintain? I don't even know.
I don't.
We need
don't
more
know.
Science. If anyone's in the crapsule place right
but
now.
How does somebody think to do this? Like, and how do people sign up and agree to it as well?
It's just one of those, like, how badly do you want to be skinny?
Pretty badly.
Are you willing to eat shit to do it?
I mean, I do eat shit. That's why I'm not skinny. But not literally.
I'll be like, nah. I'll be fat, thanks.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't taste it like you say.
No.
You close your eyes, get it
down. But
you'd
still know, though, wouldn't you? Like, I think I would draw the line there.
I 100%. If it meant that I could.
You would do it. I know you
100%
would.
100% would. If it meant that I could just be a size 12, which I know people sometimes think is fat, and it really is not. If I could be a size 12 and eat whatever I wanted, because I'd had one crapsule. Assuming it's just one.
One crapsule a month.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay,
but you get it down with your brew.
They froze it then, so you've got to store it in your freezer for the time. How are you dispensing it?
Do you think you have to, like, I don't know, take it? Do you think you have to do it, then take it to where they freeze it?
Listen, we've all given a sample. We've all taken a sample in our handbag before, haven't we?
No, I actually
not frozen,
haven't.
I've not frozen it.
Well, I'm a colitis sufferer. So,
okay.
You know, no, but you just, if you have to give a sample, you have to give a sample. That's what you have to do.
Okay, I feel
you
like we're like crossing
the
line.
You have to shit into a tube.
Jeez, right. Let's move
on. By the way, that's not what
Let's move on, please.
Anyway, thumbs up from everyone.
Thumbs up what?
Every fun size episode, we want to hear about the two sides of your dieting personality, your slimming angel and your slimming devil. And this week, it's Emma.
Hi, my name is Emma. And when I'm a slimming angel, I am extremely organised. I plan all my meals, not so much in advance, but I know what I can and can't eat during the day. I make separate dinners for me. My family still eats rubbish because I'm selfish and don't want to share the good food. And I go on my Peloton bike 3-4 times a week, or I'm doing weight training. I go for lots of walks at the weekend. I'm going outside. I'm drinking tons of water. I don't drink any alcohol. But then when I am a slimming devil, I basically have Prader-Willi syndrome, which is when you can't stop eating, and I will eat and eat and eat all day.
Oh, 24/7. Best. 24/7.
She just admitted that she gives her family worse food than she eats.
It's very expensive to eat healthy. You can't feed the whole family on health.
I agree.
You can't.
I agree. Sometimes I'll be having a nice, gorgeous Slimming World healthy meal and Matt will say, oh, I'll just have a tin of beans and sausages.
Oh my God, that's like my favourite.
On toast.
Oh yeah, I love that. That's like my lunch.
Yeah, you have that. That's cheap.
Bit
I'll cheese. Have the good stuff. I'll have the good stuff.
That's like my wife only lets me use the cheap shampoo.
Sure.
Because she says I use too much.
Yeah. Plus, you've not got much hair.
Yeah, that's also one of her arguments as well.
I'm with you,
like, oh no, you're not allowed the molten brown that I get for Christmas.
Oh, it feels like very nice.
It does feel like a waste on your hair, if you don't mind me saying.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you do have like headphones on for like all day. It's just
So I need to wash my hair,
Okay. We want to hear about the slimming angel and devil within you. Just send us a voice note on our socials. It is at Secret Slim Pod. Everyone who we feature on the podcast will receive a slimming angel sticker. Now, if you don't mind me saying, since I took over the sticker role, I have not sent one out yet.
Joe!
So if there's anybody, because I don't know where to find the people, because Paul's got the voice notes off. I'm not in any bloody loop here, guys. So if there's anyone listening who has sent us a voice note and has not yet got a sticker, do hit me up. And I'm taking
on a personal page because I don't want to see all of
I'm
that.
Taking the rap for this, and I think it's probably Paul's fault. But I am going to take the rap. I'll take the rap
on this occasion.
I've stayed quiet because I think it might be Paul's fault too.
All right, that's it for this episode of Fun Size. We'll be back on our full episode on Thursday. Extra portions over on Patreon on Monday, and of course another Fun Size podcast next Tuesday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.